Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jake.
And today, you sounded so sad about that.
No, I'm just Jake. Just Jake today. Just like same as every day.
Today we are watching episode 428, Power Rangers Wild Force, episode 10, Curse of the Wolf.
It aired April 6th, 2002, written by Catherine Torpy, directed by Taro Sakamoto.
Is that two new names?
Catherine did the, I think she did the really bad episode.
Oh, great.
Yeah, she did Never Give Up. So, that's a good sign. Taro Sakamoto, though, is a new name. Never heard of that one. We'll see how they do. I feel like, okay, so here's the thing. We're recording on a Tuesday, and the I have Tuesday energy going in instead of Wednesday energy like normal. So I feel like that's why I might have sounded sad, and I just kind of fell off a cliff while saying my name. I'm fine. Everything's fine. It's just a Tuesday. I was supposed to have jury duty, got canceled yesterday. It was actually pretty great. I didn't go to work. It was awesome. Where was I? If you're new here, right. Hey, what's up? It's episode 10 of Wild Force, so it's a weird place to start, but hey, to each their own. What we do is we pause the recording, we go watch an episode of Power Rangers, we come back, we talk about it, you can follow along if you got Netflix or the DVDs, and it's up to you if you do or not. Some people are.
Yeah, some people, I think, maybe I'm wrong about this, but I think some people are watching it for the first time also along with us.
I think so. It's pretty exciting stuff. So, like, we're all in this together, really. Some people, I have to imagine, some people listening aren't watching and also haven't watched Wild Force and are just getting Wild Force through us, which I have to imagine is the weirdest way to acquire Power Ranger knowledge.
Yeah. I mean, it's all here, I think. It's just, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's, like, the best way to get your opinions on it is to filter it through ours.
Yeah, I mean, look, you're going to be able to talk about it, but you're also only going to be able to talk about it in weird vagaries.
Right, because whenever someone is like, hey, wasn't it like super cool when Master Org 360 no-scoped that eye monster? And you'll be like, it probably was. And that's like the best you can say.
You'd be like, yeah, that was dope, I hear.
I heard that was very cool.
That sounded very cool. Or just fake it and be like, yeah, totally. When he killed Eyeball Man.
Retinax.
In the episode. And he also Retinax killed the Freezerman. The Freezerman.
Freezer Boy.
The cooler. Anyway, we are going to go watch Curse of the Wolf right now.
Wild time!
And we're back, and we just watched Curse of the Wolf. Oh! The wolf, he a coming. He go curse you. He'll curse you right up.
And then you too will go, oh.
Because you'll be a werewolf. Is that, the curse of the wolf is werewolf, right?
That's what I was led to believe.
That's what I assume it is. Man, what if Power Rangers becomes about werewolves?
They should do a werewolf season.
They should. Just total werewolf. Go total Bigfoot, but werewolves. Anyway, heyjakeandjosh.com, that's our website. You can go there and listen to old episodes of The Morphin Grid and Pokemon World Tour if you feel inclined to. There's up through In Space currently. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at Morphin Grid. We're on John of Gold Podcasts. We're on Google Play and Stitcher and Pod Knife and Pod Bay and Pod.
Pod of Gold.
And Pot of Gold. Pot of Gold. Ooh, Pot of Gold. There's something there. I don't know what it is. What's the gimmick? There's leprechauns. You get lucky. You only find the podcast at the end of a rainbow.
All of the ads all the podcasts are only are gay. Lucky Charms.
All only Lucky Charms podcast commercials. Mandatory Lucky Charms podcast commercials. Welcome to Lucky Charms new podcast service, Pot of Gold. I hope you like a serial podcast. The Empty Bowl is the only one that I know about. There might be more. I saw a commercial. Speaking of podcasts, I saw commercials for podcasts this morning.
What is what? What does that mean? How does that even look?
I was flipping through channels and I landed on Sci-Fi and I was like, I want to know what's on Sci-Fi channel right now because I haven't. Because I watched, we recorded early Monday's episode so we could watch Raw because we thought it was going to be King of the Ring and we were hoodwinked. So that happened. But so my TV was still on the cable setting. So I was like, oh, let me just see what's on Sci-Fi while I'm flipping channels, like eating breakfast. And I had to wait through like 25 minutes of commercials, it felt like. And one of them was for Sci-Fi's podcasts. It's like Sci-Fi Wire is like their website. And they just like the podcasts that they do through that. And I was like, why am I seeing a commercial for podcasts? Absolutely not. Do not do this to me.
That's going to be the next like iPhone commercial. Instead of like dancing to a phone, it's just going to be a silhouette sitting on a bus listening to a podcast.
Someone at work at a computer listening to podcasts.
Quietly chuckling or like having to excuse themselves to the restroom because they're laughing too much.
Yeah. At this show. They're listening to the Morphin Grid at that one. Take that to the bank, baby. I heard the term indie podcast the other day, and I ripped all my bones out of my body with my own hands. Because, like, what the fuck?
That's us. We're an indie podcast.
No, all podcasts is – there's no – we're professionals at this, Josh.
We're independent professionals.
We are professional podcasts. Podcasters. I am not a podcast unto myself. But, like – We don't have the amount of listeners as, say, a Joe Rogan, who I think we can fight soon. I don't know what the rules on that are.
We have to get up to within 10 ranks of him. And right, then right, I think
right.
We got
a Mortal Kombat our way
him,
up
yeah.
the ladder. Yeah, yeah. So, like, what determines indie podcast that I don't have? We don't have commercials or corporate overlords?
Yeah, we're independently produced and published.
But, like, so is my brother and me. And that's, like, the number 5 podcast on the internet.
Yeah, it's
like,
a really successful indie podcast.
They have commercials. What does any of it mean? Leave podcasts alone. Just let me talk about soda that might be called Taint Soda in peace.
No, we're canceled. We're
done. I just want to talk about how this woman ate a hot dog real weird.
Podcasts have gone mainstream.
I hate it.
So we're canceled. Target's going to buy us and fire us.
Over my dead fucking body.
No, if Papa Target comes up and he's like, I will give you $4 million for your podcast. I'll
be like, you can eat my whole ass. Oh, you can't buy us. Fire me. I'm already fired.
You can't fire me. I quit.
Oh, all right. Anyway, so if you want to leave us a rating and review before fucking Disney buys us. Sorry, I'm cussing real early. I just got real hot all of a sudden. That would be great. We love it when you do that for us. We're also on Patreon. If you want to support this little indie podcast, go to patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh. And for $1 a month, you can help support the show and pay my rent and Josh's rent and, you know, whatever other stuff people use money for. You know, you've used the money before.
Yeah, bills.
Food.
Game Boy Advance games.
I bought plane tickets today, so, like, that happened.
That's about all I spend my money on. I don't really buy much because I don't have much coming in.
No. So, yeah, but if you want to help us get more money coming in, go to patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh. So we don't have to get bought out by Sony.
Yeah.
And
help us tell Disney no.
Yeah, help us be like, no, Disney, I will not take your blood money. I will not be part of the third of all entertainment that you own. Thank you very much. Anyway, today is a Friday episode.
Oh, beans. I gotta look at the reviews, huh? I made the mistake of updating my phone.
Rookie move.
So now it's like, hey, you need to go into your settings and put your password back in. and I don't know what it is. I've tried like five different ones, and I'm like, it doesn't work, and it's only for iCloud, so I just keep saying, not right now.
I updated my iPod because it wasn't letting me log in to download podcasts, which is all I really use it for. And so I was like, okay, don't do this. Please let me go to there. And so I was like, maybe if I update it, that'll happen. So I took like 4 hours to update. Updated my iPod. It's like, cool, just pop in your old Apple password. And I was like, yeah, here it is. And they're like, that ain't it, chief. And I was like, I promise you it is. And they're like, nope, try again. I was like, okay, here it is. And they're like, no, it's still not it. And I was like, cool. Then I forgot my password. And I went through the hoops and I went to put in my new password. And I was like, all right, this. And it's like, can't use the same password you just had. And I was like, I just typed it 5 times. You said it wasn't it. So moral of this story is now I got a new Apple password.
That happened to me last time that this happened. Last time it needed my password for some reason. I couldn't remember it. And I reset it. And I was like, I'll put it this one. Because I use this one for a lot of stuff. And it was like, you can't use the same one. And I was like, you motherfucker.
But then you did this on purpose.
Then you cancel out of that and you try to put it in and it's like, that's not it.
That ain't it. Oh, sorry, you forgot your password. You can't put it in a password until you fix your forgotten password.
I hit the forgot it and they sent me an email to reset it and I just haven't clicked the link to do it yet.
Yeah, you're probably going to need to send you a new one because emails have an expiration date now on sometimes, I guess. Anyway, Josh, we got any new reviews?
No.
Sweet. We got one new email. This email is from Gareth. Gareth says, hey, Jake and Josh, I'm so happy my friend turned me on to this show as you are experiencing the same thing I did when I was watching this the first time through, and it's super fun to follow along and notice the same things I did. Speaking of undefined ages, I have a theory that Cole is actually about 35 years old. The show came out in 2002, and the picture of Cole with his parents is clearly dated. The style of photo is from the mid to late 60s, and Cole is about 1 to 2 in that photo. If we assume the picture is taken at the end of the decade, Cole would be about 34, 35, and then there's some math, Gareth showing their work, which I appreciate. I hate that this Sunday's best picture for the fact that he should clearly be stated as older. I don't think, number one, I don't think he's like 1 or 2 in the picture. I think he's like 6 months, maybe. Like, he does not look.
I'd have to see the picture again. I still haven't gotten a good look at it.
Maybe in the picture he does look older, but they definitely have a little baby in the flashback from a couple episodes ago. Also, I think it's maybe just an old camera. Instead of an old picture.
Right, because they were like nature people. They weren't tech people.
Yeah, I think they're trying to like evoke the Tarzan imagery, and so that's why they're using the old photo for it.
Oh, but that could be too.
Because like
Googling Wild Force Cole photo is not giving me the results I want.
Well, good luck with that. I feel like that's some touchy water. Here's the thing we never talked about. The actor who plays Cole did a murder.
I just was about to say, hey, former Red Power Ranger charged with roommate's murder.
Yeah, it was, I think it's technically manslaughter.
Is this the dude that killed someone with a sword?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's Cole. There's not really like a fun way to introduce that fact, or like it's not super necessary to the Power Rangers show that we're talking about, so like we just haven't brought it up yet, but like, yeah, there's some varying accounts. The one I heard was that like his roommate was attacking him and he defended himself with a sword but like killed his roommate,
right?
So I don't know, it's very murky because they love sensationalizing Power Rangers actors doing crimes. There was one from a couple years ago where the headline was like Power Rangers actor kidnaps couple on their yacht and kills them or something like that.
Yeah, I remember that one.
It was a guy that was in like one episode as like an extra. He had like two lines. He played like Charlie from sometime in Zio or something. It's like, that's not a Power Rangers actor. That's just a guy.
So I Google food my way to the photograph.
Okay.
It's the full photograph with the other guy who we suspect and know is
Okay, so spoilers, but still, it was,
right?
We've gotten far enough that it makes sense.
This is a baby. This is not nowhere near older than one. I would say probably between 6 and 8 months.
Okay, so yeah, baby. but I think it's mostly just like a kind of evoking like the Tarzan thing, because he was raised in the jungle and his parents went lost and they were explorers, and like it's just Tarzan. It's just straight up Tarzan.
Yeah, because I mean, they're in pretty generic like dressy clothes. Even Captain Steubing on the side over here is not wearing anything really like tight. He's got a polo on, and I don't know if they were doing polos in the 60s.
I don't know about that. Anyway, thank you very much for the email, Gareth. So we have a couple new patrons. We might have more or less than we're about to thank, because I don't remember where we ended. I don't remember if we started with this person or not. I have no idea. So we're just gonna, one or two people might get thanks again.
Give it just a second. I have apparently a 6-minute roll of thunder coming through.
Oh, dope.
It's still rumbling.
It's a long thunder.
Okay. Yeah, we have a thunderstorm, 50% chance of thunderstorms at 8:30. So,
okay.
Heads up.
Dope. Well, if you heard thunder, I think it's 100% chance of thunder. So first up, thank you, Brendan. Oh, I don't do that.
Thanks,
I do it backwards.
Brendan.
I did it backwards.
I don't have the list.
we're going to roll with it. Next up, Eli is a new patron.
Thank you, Eli.
Eli R, specifically. And this can't be a real name. Buddy Good Boy.
Thanks, Good Boy.
thank you very much. And that is it, I think.
Oh, well, all right, that was easy.
Yeah, so...
nothing to it.
You want to jump in? You want to jump into to it?
Yeah, I think I'm ready.
Let's just do the dang thing. We start off on Master Org pacing around the lair, the stone cave lair. There's a lot of statues in here. Did you ever notice those before?
Nope, not one time.
I noticed, like, the one in the center... because they, like, showed it a couple times. There's, like, a bunch of statues that I just never noticed.
I probably saw that one and just was like, that's his throne.
That's where he sits. Yeah.
Yeah. but, yeah, this part's wild because he is remembering his fight with Cole.
Yeah.
Saying, you're the one that should be a fear.
Yeah, because Cole's like, you're a coward. And he's like, I have no fear, or I fear nothing. And he's like, you should be a fear.
I think he's trying to say, like, you should have fear or something like that, but it's getting marble mouthed.
Yeah, it does not come across the way
super
he
weird,
probably wants.
Super weird to me that they chose to show that again.
Yep.
But what's even weird is he says a name, and I didn't catch it right away. It's like Nazar.
Yeah.
And then all the statues start to, like, move, and they're like, hey, pick me.
Yeah, and what?
And instead of being like, no, not this time, he destroys them if it's not the right one.
There's two of them that are like, what about me? I'm a statue. Get me out of here. And he's like, no. And there's two of them that are doing that. And he blows two of them up. And then another one just rumbles a little bit, doesn't say anything. And he's like, not you either. And blows that one up. And then goes over this big Mothman looking one and is like, you. And he opens him up. He frees him from a statue. I don't know what is going on.
He is he's just incredibly reckless with his own monsters, I guess.
I guess. But then he's like,
these are presumably all like general orgs.
They're generals or dukes or something, because like this guy's only got one horn.
Yeah, and he's big and he's made out of gross body parts like the last one was.
Oh, he's made out of noses.
He's got it's noses and I think ears. I think it's moth wings or ears.
Is he the ears, nose, and throat monster?
That's gross.
He has eyeballs in his nose face.
And
his face is a nose,
yeah.
And there's eyeballs in the nostrils.
The nostrils are his eye sockets, and it's really unsettling.
Do not like it. I call this guy Noseman. I think his name is Nazor, which sounds like a nasal spray.
I said this just sticking with the pharmaceutical theme.
Yeah. Retinax is some eye drops. Nazor will clear up your nose when you got those allergies. He's like, you, I have a job for you and only you, and you got to do it. And he's like, okay, boss. And Toxica and Ginger actually like watching this and like, okay, what the hell is this? Because the way he says like a job for you and only you, it makes it sound like don't tell anybody.
Yeah, it's a secret.
It's a secret to everyone. And he sends him off, and then we cut to the Animarium, where it's like they're like camping. They're like doing a camp out in like the dining room area. There's like a fire, and they're looking up at the stars and the moon, and there's no electricity, which I'm just realizing.
Yeah,
I could not live on the Animarium. No, thank you.
Yeah, they're all gathered around the fire except for Taylor, who's like a little off to the side, like a mom reading a book with a blanket in her lap.
She is so much a mom. I was like, what does this remind me? I was, oh, right, my mom reading a book with a blanket on her.
While the kids are hanging out, just like supervising to make sure they don't hurt themselves.
Which is wild that she's the mom because like Princess Shayla's right over there.
Yeah, but
so she's like the weird aunt.
Yeah, she's the eccentric aunt who's just staring up at the sky.
Like, not doing it, just like staring at it, blank face.
Just staring at the moon like,
oh, there it is, the moon. And then they're talking. Danny's asleep. Danny fell asleep. So I get it, Danny. if I were to lay down and I was near a fire, I would absolutely pass right out.
I don't know if he says anything this episode. His whole role is to be asleep by the fire this time.
I think he has one line later, which is, huh?
Yes, the old, Trini?
Treatment? Yeah. That's it. I think that's all he says. And so they're talking about the full moon. He's like, oh, you know what happens to the full moon? Max is like, no, what? And Taylor's like, don't scare the kid. He's like, I'm not scared. What happens to the moon?
But he, like, looks over at Cole, looks over at Taylor, and they, like, shoot a wink back and forth. Like,
I do, like, a little, like, yeah, I'm going like, to scare him.
I'm going to scare him. And she's like, only a little.
Don't make him pee. You can scare him as long as he doesn't pee.
If he pees, you're doing the laundry.
Yeah. Which you have to do by hand because there's no electricity up here.
I have to wash it in the pool.
You gotta wash pee out of Princess Shayla's bed. The ultimate water bed. The pool. So then he's like, on a full moon, the forces of darkness come out, and they're a man and beast. They're a wolf beast. And they got teeth and claws, and they're wicked spooky. And Max is like, ah! And Taylor's like, I'm going to bed.
Yeah, she's like, don't scare the kid. And then Max is like, I'm not scared.
I'm not scared or a kid.
Max is confirmed 12 years old, I think.
He's gotta be.
Such a dumb baby.
he's like gotta be a scared little kid played by like a 20-year-old.
Yeah, and Cole is his older brother, but he's only like 12 and a half.
Right. He's a worldly 13. So Taylor's like, I'm going to bed. Liz is like, yeah, I gotta go too. I got homework to finish before I go to sleep. So then Max is like, hey Cole, is that wolf beast real? And he's like, no, I'm just messing with you. And this has big Chris Farley interviewer sketch energy. Wait, remember,
right. Hey, that was awesome.
Hey, Paul McCartney, remember that time when they said you died? You didn't really, right? Same thing. And so then he's like, I'm just going to stay here to protect Danny just in case. And he like gets under he puts a blanket over Danny and then gets under that blanket and like snuggles up. It's adorable. He's so scared, you little baby. So then I noticed something that I hope I'm not ruining for everybody. But next time you look at Cole, you're going to see it now. He has one full sleeve.
Like on his clothes. On his clothes?
Like his shirt has one sleeve and the other side it's cut off.
Yeah, because that side is his headband.
Yes, I thought he ripped both off like a human would do. He's got Zack Ryder pants but a shirt.
Hold up a minute.
It is the dumbest looking thing.
Hang on, let me go back to my initial Cole photo search.
Cole, one sleeve.
These are all suspiciously tight on the face, so you can't see. Yeah, here's one.
Because you know how dumb
this. Right.
See, it's so dumb.
That is something a one-year-old would do.
He's also 13 because, like, I would have thought that was wicked cool when I was a dumb 13-year-old. But he's talking with Shayla, and he's like, hey, you're quiet. And she's like, uh-huh. And then the scene ends and maybe something else happens, but I cannot remember because I was just staring at his one dumb sleeve the whole time.
Yeah, because he's like, are you looking at the moon? She's like, yeah.
Cool moon, huh?
And he's like, why? And she's like, I don't know. It just makes me hot. Like, she says something like, it stirs me. And I don't know why.
This moon gets me horny. So we cut from there to Noseman talking about seeing an old friend and turning into the smoke monster from Lost. Turning into a supernatural demon or smoke monster from Lost and flying away. And then we cut to the next morning.
Or just a big puff of nasal spray.
Just a big squirt of nasal spray.
It's a big squirt of Nazor.
Just a big old Nazor huff. I wouldn't put Nazor up my nose. I dropped a remote control and it made a noise. What a night I'm having. Next morning, everybody's waking up, except for Max and Danny. They're still sleeping. Taylor's up. She's reading the newspaper because she's a mom and a dad. She's a mom-dad combo. She's the total package.
She's a single parent.
She's a single parent. Oh, my God. Alyssa's making eggs, and they have, like, a gas stove, but it's definitely not electric because there's no electricity.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't get a good look at the stove. She's using, like, a cast iron skillet, and it's maybe it's just, like, some stones piled up with a fire underneath it.
Maybe. I don't know. And so she, like, turns around to go get something, and when she looks back, all the eggs she's making are gone, and I guess Cole just grabbed them out of the skillet and shoved them in his own maw, and he's like, I love an egg!
He's up in a tree, and he's eating them out of, like, a bun or something. Like, he's got a grip on something.
Did he get, like, a big pita and just, like, scoop them up?
He just mushed them together like egg Play-Doh, and he's just holding this big, like, egg ball, and he chomps on it like an apple and just shoots this massive thumbs up to Alyssa.
You do good eggs! These eggs are good! And I'm eating it! And she's like, ah. And then we cut down to Noseman. Noseman is in the dark forest, and he's like, aha, the dark forest to the north, the perfect place to hide the evil. Okay, so before we get any farther in the Noseman storyline, I do want to say that I really like Noseman's voice actor. I think the voice acting for Noseman is, like, properly spooky. Like, it's not too much. It's, yeah, like, very Vincent Price.
And he's not, like, super nasally like this.
Well, no, he's got all that nasal up in him. His sinuses are clear, baby! Clear as a bell, I think, is the phrase.
Is he just, like, a sinuses ripped out of a head? Because if your sinuses get blocked, you're like, your ears block too.
Yeah, his ears, nose, and throat.
So he's just like
he's just sinal passages.
Sinus man.
So sinus man is like, I will the dark forest to the north where I will get the spooky bad stuff. And we cut from there. He's outside of a shrine when he says this. It's like a Shinto shrine. It's definitely Sentai footage. Then we cut to still Sentai footage, but there's, like, a nun librarian. And here comes a big vacuum, and I just call him Suck Man. So Suck Man's are sucking up everything.
Yeah, he's got a line later that almost knocked me off my couch. And I don't think it's what he actually said, but it's what I guess translated it to. But
okay.
We're going to get to that, because that's
very
excited.
That's
it a little bit.
So this nun librarian is, like, dusting something. He's like, you missed a spot. You! And starts sucking everything up through his big, weird mouth. And I guess he eats her and she dies?
We never find out, so I guess we're just going to assume that this poor office nun is is dust in the vacuum, baby.
She's dead. It's just a bunch of hair and some papers and a whole ass woman dead.
This must just be, like, where he spawned, right? There's no other reason for him to be in this room.
No.
And eat this woman.
No. We cut up to the animarium. The pool does a squirt. We cut back down.
A nun is dead. The pool's just, like, yelling at them. Hey, they killed a nun.
He's like, not the nun librarian. Who's going to look after the nunnery's books?
All the Bibles.
All the Bibles. All your versions. King James, all of them. We cut back down, and the Dukes walk in. The nun is gone. Papers are everywhere, so he's not even a good vacuum cleaner. And they're like, hey, what are you doing here? And he's like, oh, Duke Orcs. I didn't know there was anyone more powerful than me. Suck, man.
Okay. Let's pause this line for 1 second.
Okay.
He immediately knows that they are Duke Orcs, and in the same sentence says, I did not know any Orcs were more powerful than me.
That can't be... What he said and what he means cannot be the same thing, right? Because that doesn't make any sense.
Because he said that, and I was like, then how do you know what they are?
Maybe what he means is, like, I didn't know there were any Duke Orcs left. I thought it was just us wandering, because they've been hiding for 3,000 years doing odd jobs, I guess.
I'll buy that.
So they're like, yeah, guess what? You work for us now. So now he's hired. Congratulations. So then they start walking out of the library, and the Rangers show up. And they start fighting, and Suckman has a powerful suck. He does a big suck on the Power Rangers. He starts sucking so much.
I want to just jump to this, because it's not like the meat of the episode. So we're going to skip around for a little bit here so I can get this in while we're talking about how much he sucks.
Okay.
Because he's going to grow in like 3 minutes.
Very quickly, yeah.
And when he grows, he says something along the line of, you thought I sucked before.
Come on, suck man, believe in yourself. Oh. So he's sucking up to Power Rangers, and they're like getting dragged into his terrible vacuum mouth. And Taylor grabs a tree and is like, hold on, guys, and like pulls some feathers out, like razor feathers. And throws them in his mouth, and he's like, haw, haw. And then that gives Cole enough time to shoot a bunch of lasers into his maw, and then they salad slash him, and he dies. I think that's all that really happens.
That was pretty much it.
No, sorry, that's a little bit later. We cut between that and Nose Man. So that's basically the whole Suck Man story. He puts on like the detail attachment to get in the corners and in your couch. That's the only other thing he really does. During this, we're cutting back to Nose Man, and it's him in the woods, and he finds a Zelda coffin.
Yep.
Because it's like a coffin, but it's got, like, the mirror shield emblems on it.
It's got, like,
a bunch of mirrors.
It's got, like, a big chain and a lock on it, I think.
There's also that.
I didn't really see anything else.
Before he gets there, I forgot entirely about how first he finds the shrine of the Silver Monkey. Because there's, like, a bunch of, like, stones stacked up, and he, like, twists them and puts them together, and then the wall opens.
Yeah. he's doing a temple run to find the evil in the forest.
So he gets to the
forest.
He goes through the dark forest and finds the coffin room.
Watch out, one of those trees might be a temple guard.
They're gonna get you. Hope you have a pendant of life. But if you go up to the Cave of Sighs first and into the heart room, there's a pendant on the wall.
It's right out in the open, but your dumbass is probably you're never gonna see it.
Sorry, Derek, you're never getting another pendant of life. How'd the blue barracudas make it this far?
Hey, don't be talking about the blue barracudas.
Sorry,
that
I should have said. I should have said the perps.
The purple parrots are statistically the worst team.
They are statistically the worst team.
In the movie, all the purple parrot does is fly into an invisible wall.
Good job, perps. Way to go. So Nose Man finds the Shrine of the Silver Monkey. He opens up a wall. Then he finds the Zelda coffin. And then we're coming back to Suck Man, and Suck Man's winning, and then Cole shoots him in the mouth, and he, like, sucks in lasers, which is bad for him, and they do a salad slash and kill him. And then we cut back to... I guess we don't cut back to Nose Man yet. Okay, so then we're in the Megazord fight, because he's, like, a bunch of foam on the ground, and they see him, and then he grows.
He grows up, and he's and like, I wicked suck now.
He's like, oh, I suck so much right now. Suck a golf ball through a garden hose, kid. You don't even know. And they're like, oh, man, this is going to be real bad. We need the elephant. So they bring in the elephant, which is really cool that they're, like, using their old Zords.
Yeah, I really liked it because last episode, they immediately called the Kongazord.
Yeah.
And now this Zord, I guess, did get the Soul Bird power up. It got the expansion pack.
Yep.
So they call that one this time, and then they, like, I think they try to punch him maybe once or twice, and they're like, hey, Alyssa, just kiss the elephant.
Get that elephant up in here. So they get the elephant. Do you know what the elephant's attack is called? I didn't hear it the first time they used it.
It's like pachyderm crusher or something.
Pachyderm pressure. Not like stampede strike, as my little brother offered up, which makes a lot more sense for a sword attack, but pachyderm pressure. You know, like how piercing things apply pressure?
Yeah, you know, you have to apply enough pressure to break the skin.
Yeah, I guess.
Except it's not, it's a whip sword. It's not like a poke sword.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a slash.
Yeah. So they kill him. He dies because of elephants. And then the pool does another squirt. And Shayla is like, Cole, there's bad things in the mountains. It's very dark and spooky in there.
She says like six times, it's so evil. I can feel how evil it is. And it's like wicked evil.
Evil. It's, we're getting a little bit into like bad porn acting again.
Yeah.
Like it's a little... A little bit. Well, that.
She's, look, this is gonna get us canceled, I think. So feel free to cut this. But she's still all from the moon. So
yeah, she's still all horned up by the moon, and just so the pool squirted at her.
There's a lot of look. This episode has got some of that season one porniness to
it's
it.
Got some of that episode one porn to it. Porn on the cob. Is that anything?
I certainly hope not.
Anyway, so she's like, then she says in like the most like Cinemax softcore Lord of the Rings parody way possible, the evil is starting to emerge. It's like, okay, and what do you want me to do about this? So then we cut back to Nose Man, and he puts the final mirror on the head of the coffin. And then we get a wide look at it, and all the mirrors are, like, different phases of the moon, it looks like.
Okay, that makes sense.
And then, like, the full moon is the one at
also,
the head.
Can we cut, like, way, way back to when, yes, they're first looking at the moon, and Cole tells the spooky story about the wolf beast?
Yeah.
He looks up, and he's like, that looks like a full moon. And they show the moon, and there's, like, the bottom quarter of it is not there.
It's still waxing. It's definitely not a full moon. And what he's like, it looks like a full moon. It's enormous in the sky, right? Because it's a television show. So
right. And also,
they
are up in the sky. They're a lot closer to it.
You got me there. And then Max is like, yeah.
Yeah, that's probably moon. All of it. That's the most of it I've ever seen in my short life.
In my quick 12 years, I've never seen the moon before. Tell me all about it. He's like, well, there's werewolves from the moon, and they're going to get you. So he puts the final like moon thing in the coffin, and we cut to the Power Rangers, and they're like running like animals down the road.
I asked out loud to them. I said, what are you guys doing? First of all, it would be quicker, I bet, if they just went back to the Animarium and then came back down where they needed to be. Because I don't think... we haven't seen them, like, teleport.
No, but I think we never do.
Also, they have motorcycles.
That's what I said. And then my second thought was, they were in a Megazord. One of them can fly. Just drop you off. You'll get there way quicker.
Two of the Zords can fly. The
Shark
eagle
can fly too,
and the soul bird,
and so they're in a fucking car. They're in a flying car. They could just get there.
Oh,
but
man,
they gotta run on the highway like wolves and bears and shit.
That reminds me, did you stick around after Raw to watch that Steve Austin show?
I did.
It was so good. Whoever pitched, hey, let's make a show that's just Stone Cold having fun and hanging out with
the genius. Yeah.
Anyway, it's because he has a car that he just drove into a lake and was tooling around.
That was my favorite. Because like it's like, here's a guy from a show you've never seen, Jake. And I'm like, cool. All right. It just plows into the water. And the guy's like, ah, what are you doing?
And then Leia's like, boat showed up. Then they go to the gym and Lance Hoyt is there. He's like, I'm going to teach you wrestling.
Yeah, like Lance Hoyt's there. And like, he's also an Inspire sometimes.
Yeah.
Just hanging out. Like, he was there at the last show that you were at. He was just there selling tickets to the New Japan show.
Yeah.
It's okay, cool, crazy. Lance Hoyt.
That was a good show. I strongly recommend. It was like something, just something about Steve Austin. Simply Steve Austin or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. It's like straight up Steve Austin.
Straight up Steve Austin. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's fun. I would like, I know it's like Becky Lynch is going to be on later and there's going to be like other like celebrities. I want him to get weird with the celebrity. Like I want Betty Gilpin from GLOW to be on there. You know, who like, because she like tangentially knows wrestling because of her show.
Right.
Season 3 is not very good, in case you were wondering.
I still need to watch season 2.
Season 2 is very good. Season 3, I'm 4 episodes in and it doesn't seem like there's a plot yet. So, anyway, back to this episode of Power Rangers and not straight up Steve Austin. They do this dumb animal run down the highway and then... Toxica and Jindrax are like trying to catch up and they're like, hey, well, I hate it when they do this.
Toxica's like lagging behind and Jindrax is like, hey, come on, you gotta hurry up. But he like goes back and like tries to like not like help tug her, but like help her along.
Yeah.
They're so nice. I just wish it was just those two.
Yeah.
Because they're such
like
a good.
I understand they need a boss.
Yeah, but they're such a good like buddy cop bad guy team.
I also think if we would have waited like 10 episodes of to get Master Org and then start all the Master Org stuff, I think it would have been a lot better paced, right? Because they could be talking about trying to get Master Org back, and then they get him back, and then they're like, something seems wrong with him. But instead, they're like, he shows up in episode 2, and immediately, like, this is a weird guy. But, like, they never talked about him before, so how do we know?
Yeah. Yeah, it was a lot of weird starting block stuff this season, but it's finally coming around.
Yeah, so Shayla is like, the evil is coming, and they get there and it's nighttime? I guess they had to run to Scotland? The woods to the north, I guess, are way north, like a full day's gallop.
Also, if we can go back to them running for 1 minute, Taylor is flying along with them and
yeah, she's an eagle,
and Max is swimming through the air next to
yeah,
her
like a shark, like an air shark.
So they're in like the same formation that their zords come out in, except Max has to like wiggle his body like a,
he's got a like enormous a smiley snake big wiggle kind of.
So weird.
Yeah, and then Jindrax is like, oh, I hate it when they do this. We've never seen this before. What do you mean?
He means the Guardians.
Oh, of course, the lore. So we get there, and it's nighttime, and the evil is coming, and they get there just in time for the coffin to, like, burst open, and, like, a super rad Mega Man villain comes out of it.
Wolfman.
Like, Wolfman pops out, and he's, like, he freezes in the shadow of the moon, and then, like, kicks their asses so hard they demorph.
Yeah.
He's doing that like what was it? Gold Ranger. It was the Gold Ranger where they bounces around.
Yeah, except his
it's that but purple.
His is purple because it's evil,
dark. Yes,
and he just like trucks through Max and Danny, but then Taylor like gives the fight to him a little bit in the sky in front of the moon.
That was so cool. I am so mad that's not the whole episode.
But now I have a question.
Okay,
because we're in Sentai footage.
Yeah.
And it's just the lion and the tiger, the Red Ranger and the White Ranger, White Ranger left.
Yep. And they're not demorphed. They're also attacked and like knocked down, but they did not demorph.
Right. And I'm just curious what their relationship is in the Sentai. Like,
Because
in the Power Rangers season, you would think it would come down to Taylor and Cole. But Alyssa is there and they're both big cats. So I'm just, I wonder what that dynamic is, if it even is anything, or if I'm just looking a little too far into it.
You might be just looking a little too far into it, but also at the same time, like, it might just be like it's the leader and the heart of the team, because like she's essentially the Pink Ranger, she's the White Ranger, but she's like, you know, fills the Pink Ranger role. So it's like the person who's like, we gotta do this, and the person who's like, we gotta do this. You know, like, in but like differently, because the Red and the Pink Ranger are like two sides of the same coin, essentially. Yeah. It's just like one's like the, you know, the emotional and one's the, I guess they're both emotional. One's like fighty emotional. One's like helping emotional.
Yeah, one commands the team. The other one inspires the team.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. So I think it might be that, but also like they are both big cats. Maybe they're that. Maybe, but I also heard that like Jonathan Zacher, who's like now in charge, loves Super Sentai and hates Power Rangers and just thinks every episode of every season of Power Rangers should be like a straight translation, which doesn't always work. But I think that this season is because it's the first one that he was like over. I think there's like more of that in this.
Yeah, like it's a more episode. Of a direct one to one.
Yeah, so I think it might just be the same, but I'm not 100% sure. They're not unmorphed, but then the wolf man is like, I'm a Duke Org. My name is Zenaku. I don't remember how he pronounced it. And he says, I'm here to carry out 3,000 years of vengeance. It's like, whoa, what? Okay.
Oh, that was the other thing that Cole asked Shayla when she was staring off at the moon. He said, he just walked up to her and said, you don't sleep? And then she said, I slept for 3,000 years. I think that's enough for anybody.
That's a good line. I actually like that. But also, nope, I'm going to walk by it.
Yep, just walks up to her and says, hey, do you sleep?
You sleep?
With me?
No. Tonight? No. Okay. So then Zenaku takes the elephant crystal from Alyssa and freezes it. And then the elephant, Zord, turns into stone and then disappears in like a black darkness cloud.
Yeah.
What? This is wild. Force. Dun-dun. Wild Force. Wow.
Wild Force is a wolf man. Wild Force is a vacuum.
Wild Force is a werewolf.
Wild Force is your sinuses.
So, Zenaku's like, I won't kill you, even though I am here to carry out 3,000 years of vengeance. I'm not going to kill you, Red Ranger. Not today. Yeah. And he walks away.
He's like, next time I will kill you.
I am still a Power Rangers monster after all.
He just woke up after 3,000 years being stuck in a coffin. He's got to stretch out his stretchies.
He's got to do some toe touches, a couple jumping jacks. But then we kind of like pan over to Noseman, and Noseman's like, I am Starscream. Because he's like, now that Zenaku is under my control, no one will stop me. And I mean no one. Implying, like, not even Master Org. And then Toxica and Jindrax are like, what did he say? Like, what was that? And, like, I feel like they're going to go back to Master Org and be like, hey, Noseman's definitely going to try to kill you. Like, super duper.
Yeah. Or they're going to, like, work secretly to just, like, sabotage Noseman.
Right, because they don't, because like they're like, we can't just tell him, because like, what if he doesn't believe us? Right. He's been acting weird.
He was shooting statues of monsters who wanted to help him.
Yeah,
and if we go to him and say we want to help him, he will kill us.
He definitely seems like a kill the messenger kind of guy. So, I do have a question about that though. Wouldn't Noseman also be like, hey, you don't look like Master Org?
Yeah, maybe we don't know what his role in the before times was.
That's
Whereas
true.
Whereas Retinax like was his personal bodyguard. They never really came out and said what Nazor did.
That's true. He just did a lot of sniffing. He was just a pharmacist.
He was a scout. He would just sniff out your enemies.
Or listen for them with his big ear wings. Cause imagine if Mothman was made of sinuses.
If instead of his like little beady moth face, it was a big nose.
It was a nose with eyeballs inside of it. And then also he had big ears for wings. So Max like wakes up and he like crawls over to Cole and he's like, Cole, I thought you made up that story about the wolf beast. And Cole's like, so did I. And then we fade to black and then the episode's over.
Yeah.
So Josh, you started.
Yeah.
I get to pick the first best. It is Taylor fighting Wolfman. Ninja style in the shadow of the moon.
Yeah, I think so. I don't think anything else in this episode even comes close.
Because he, like, trucks Danny and Max. And then he also knocks down Cole and Alyssa. But, like, in between there, like, the only person who puts up a fight is Taylor.
Yeah, because even after that, he he demorphs Alyssa by like just throwing her into a tree.
Yeah.
And then he just like grabs Cole by the shoulder with one hand and Cole demorphs.
Because of the pressure.
Because he's squeezing the power out of him like a sponge.
He's like a big go-gurt and he's right out. But yeah, that's the best. The worst I'm going to say is I think the dumb run down the highway.
That was stupid.
I think that was dumb. I think that's the worst because, like, number one, we've never seen it before. We know they have motorcycles and big flying robots. Why did they have to walk there? It took them all night. They would have been fine if they just flew.
Or just, like, walked there in the Megazord.
Yeah, they take big steps. It's a big boy, the Megazord.
I get that it was footage they had. Because that whole thing, I think, was all Sentai, even Jindrax and Toxico behind them.
It seemed like it, yeah.
But I don't know. It was just, it was really weird because it went from this, like, Shayla being maybe a little too dramatically tense and horny about it.
Yeah.
To this, like, extra goofy, we're running down the highway.
Yeah.
Get your motor running. Turn, turn, turn. Get out on the highway.
It was bad.
I'm trying to think. Because I didn't love Suck Man, but I don't think he was the worst because he did kill a civilian, and that's a pretty evil thing to do.
He did do a real murder. He did suck a woman so hard she died.
And then he grew and said, I really suck now.
And now I suck a lot.
I can't think of anything else that's goofier or worse than that, so I think I also have to give it to the highway run.
MVP is... I think I want to give it to Zenaku.
Yeah, it's hard to pick a ranger, and I noticed this during the like beginning, the opening part of the episode, is that this team so far feels a lot more like one unit now. It took us a minute to get here, but this is like a team of five. This is not like two rangers and some Taylor background ranger. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they were all interacting with each other except for Danny, but like they still were like throwing stuff at him while he was sleeping.
Max threw a peanut on him and like it went down his shirt and he's like, ah. And that was his line this episode.
But I really like how they're just like, all of these rangers are friends. Like this is a group of five. This is not a Red Ranger and his team.
Yeah, it took a minute to like figure out the dynamic. Because Max even like, yeah, what do you say, leader? Like when they're around the campfire. And Cole just like, ah, it's the full moon. It's like, so it's still like... Even though they're saying it, they're not like showing like it's Cole and friends, you know?
Yeah. I think I also am going to give it to Zenaku.
Because he just showed up. Like he looks like the Rock Wolf from Misty Knights of Tiernanote.
He erupts from a coffin full of moon mirrors.
Looks radical.
Just wastes the Power Rangers. Takes a Zord with him. and leaves.
That's dope. That's dope stuff. Now we gotta rank it.
All right, I'm thinking, because this episode wasn't bad. That's not a bad episode, so it's above that threshold at the very least.
Right, because we talked about this, I think, right before we started, we came back from watching it. Is it like, it took a while to like get going, but then it ramped wicked hard.
Yeah.
Like, right at the end.
Yeah, the end of this one just like cranked it up. It was like a five, and then they're like, now we're up at nine.
Yeah, I kind of want to put it, like, dead in the middle, right between Soul Searching and Ancient Awakening.
I was thinking that, too. Is Ancient Awakening, is that a bad one?
No, that is the...
That's the first good one?
That's the first good one. That's the elephant episode.
Okay.
Where we first get the elephant.
Okay, yeah. I'd say that's fair.
Yeah, so coming in at the new number five is Curse of the Wolf. And that's going to do it for us for today. Let me see if I got this thing still pulled up so I can see what the next episode is. Because I saw it when it was done playing, and I didn't retain it even a little bit.
I also looked at it. I read the description, and boy, is the next one going to be wild.
The next episode, which you will be hearing on Monday, is Battle of the Zords.
Did you read the description?
I did.
It's going to be nuts. I don't want to say it in case anyone listening didn't read it, but it's going to be wild. I can't wait.
I'm pretty excited. So we will see you on Monday for that. But until then,
may the power protect you.
Oh, I got halfway there. I opened... What the f***, Jake? I opened up the page that I need to go to get to the list of episodes.